Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. Still they're
happy. Hi, this is Mike Coetzee from Light Opera Works, and I'm here today with Roger Bingaman, the music director and conductor of our production of Annie Get Your Gun. Bing and I have the score of Annie Get Your Gun in front of us, open to the table of contents. And, well, Bing, why don't you describe that table of contents?
It's amazing, Mike. There are so many hits in this show, songs that everybody knows and loves.
I'm just looking at the first few numbers. We've got I'm a Bad, Bad Man, Doing What Comes Naturally, The Girl That I Marry, You Can't Get a Man with a Gun. That's just the first scene.
Yeah.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
For instance, I was talking to an orchestra member. She said, well, is there going to be anything in this show that I know? Never played the show, never seen it. And I stood stunned for a second. And then I said, well, you've heard of There's No Business Like Show Business, I hope. And she said, that's in this show. And I said, and anything you can do, I can do better. And the excitement rose in her eyes. And she said, if that's just the beginning, can't wait to hear the rest.
It's just about all hits. I mean, I can't think of another Broadway show that, well, South Pacific comes pretty close, but I don't think it tops Annie Get Your Gun for just the sheer generating all these standard songs, and they're all wonderful.
And you know what else, Mike, too? Some of the songs that people don't really know, they should, because they're all fantastic songs. For instance, one of my favorite songs is Moonshine Lullaby.
Moonshine Lullaby, right.
It's a fantastic song. It's full of jazz idioms and jazz rhythms, and it's just a fantastic song.
Your loving pa isn't quiet within the law, so he's hiding there behind the hill. Bye-bye.
Irving Berlin, who the composer and lyricist, had been away from Broadway for several years, and this was sort of his big return to Broadway, so he really just pulled out all the stops. I think he was just determined that every number in the show was going to be great.
I think
and
so.
And he pretty darn well succeeded.
He did. And you know what? Another interesting thing, too, Mike, besides just all these fantastic melodies and fantastic words, is the variety of styles of song. There are straight Broadway songs. There's No Business Like Show Business. The Buffalo Bill scene. And then you have the songs like My Defenses Are Down, another just really cool jazz piece. And then you get back to I Got the Sun in the Morning. That's a real upbeat swing.
Oh, yeah.
Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still I'd like to express my thanks. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
It's interesting that when this show was offered to Berlin, he was a little hesitant because he said that, I can't write hillbilly music. And he went home with the book and read it and then realized, well, it wasn't necessarily about hillbillies.
No.
Who he didn't know. It was about show people, which
exactly.
You know, he was, you know, from the top of his head to the tips of his toes, he was a showman. And he got these people. It's an amazing achievement for a composer who admittedly did not like what he called situation shows. He liked to write numbers. He didn't like to write musical theater. But in Annie Get Your Gun, he succeeded in doing both.
He sure did.
Well, thank you, Bing.
We will see you
in the pit.
Excellent. With my 29-piece orchestra.
29 pieces?
I know.
Where are you going to put them all?
I don't know yet. Complete original Broadway orchestration.
Oh, it's going to be spectacular. Well, thanks, Bing. And we will see you in December at Annie Get Your Gun.